It's Dylan and Alfie driving you home onto an RS. Let me just quickly run you down on the story just for your listeners tuning in right now. So my mate rang him up a few days ago. A redback spider crawled into his McDonald's Coke. As soon as he drank it, the redback, obviously, it was in his mouth. It latched on to his lung, and he had to spit it out, and this redback was still alive. So Yuck. He had no idea if it bit him or not. He didn't go to the doctors. He couldn't be bothered.
Surely if you've got a venomous spider inside of you, you'd head off to the ER.
Oh, he wanted to finish his Macca's meal. He's busy. he was late to work at the end of the day. We've got a few callers. We got Selena on the phone. She wanted to tell us what she had in her ear, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, hey, Alfie. Hey, Dylan. So once I had a moth that was in my ear and I could hear that thing in my ear buzzing around.
Oh, how annoying would that be? You just constantly have that buzzing and annoying sound in your ear.
Yeah, I went up in my PJs and I went straight to the hospital.
See, that's a responsible thing. If you have a redback in your drink, you'd go to the hospital. You'd be more worried about going to the hospital than having a moth in your ear.
What, so you can wait at the emergency room for 4 hours? Who's bothered?
Surely you wouldn't be waiting in the emergency room for 4 hours if you've got a venomous thing inside you.
No, I did. I had to wait. And then they got me in the room and they put this little camera in my ear and I could see that thing. And they had to flush warm water in it and I could feel it like swimming. It was disgusting.
It's pretty cool.
I'm sitting here.
I think I almost vomited in my mouth. And then as they took it out, they left one of its wing in my ear.
Oh.
And I think I passed out right then and there.
That's awesome. Do you have any pictures?
I'll email you some.
Oh, no, just send it on our socials on 2NRS. We've got it sorted out so we can look at it.
Thanks for that, Selena. I am shocked by just how much you enjoyed that story.
I love that.
I'm sitting here trying to hold my lunch in and you're just sitting here like, oh, yeah, this is the best story I've ever heard.
Oh, bro, my lunch, I had chicken, garlic sauce, and I just smashed down a small chips out of Porto. My stomach should be turning, not yours.